you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, 24/7 for your ear holes. Or you have downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However the hell you are sucking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie. Thank you for clicking on the link.
Thanks for clicking on our link, everyone. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. If you want to communicate with us,
yes,
and interact,
oh shit,
and send us nice stuff, or you know, tell us to fuck off or whatever,
treat me like a webcam model,
you could do so on our Twitter feed at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving, or you can toss us a message over at facebook.com/crabdiving. We don't check that as often, but we, you know, check it once or twice during the show. Lots going on there on the Facebook. So join, like the page, share the page, share the crabs, spread the crabs, et cetera, et cetera. It's another.
I'm trying to tweet out the link for people to listen right now and to whoever. I don't know what model this fucking, what is this, a Dell, a Gateway? Whoever decided I needed a shortcut to my fucking calculator on the keyboard. Who needs that? Oh. Who the fuck needs that?
Yeah, I think it's, I have that here too.
Right, look, it's right here. And every time I go to hit shift or control, the fucking cunting calculator comes up.
Wait, it's down on the bottom?
It's right there. I know, it's to my neighbors, it sounds like I'm killing someone. I you know what? You can all fuck off.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Sell your stock in Dell. Maybe, is that an HP when Carly Fiorina was in charge?
What an asshole she is. Is she still running for president? Let's find someone to project my rage on other than the shortcut key to my to the fucking PC calculator, which who the fuck uses that anymore? Doesn't everybody use their fucking calculator on your iPhone? Are we just big iPhone bots? I do whatever Steve Jobs tells me, even though he's fucking dead. How do you like that? And I'm an atheist!
You communicate with him from the great beyond.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Steve, how's it going underground? Do the dead, do they communicate via Morse code? Morse code. Yeah, it's not Morse code.
I think via guilt. Is how the dead communicate.
Yeah, Steve, why not curing AIDS before you died? What about that?
But we've got cool phones.
Oh, yes.
To talk about AIDS.
Right,
with,
right.
All kinds of shit going on, ladies and gentlemen, in the news. It's 2 days of rain. Pretty soon, people are going to be jumping off of buildings here in Los Angeles. Because
good. I got a list.
That ain't what people signed up for.
I would like to suggest that the following people jump off a building.
Yeah, I posted something similar on our Facebook page today about that there aren't that many people. I mean, I don't advocate against the death penalty in all circumstances, but I could maybe have an exception for Sandy Hook truthers.
No, these,
oh god, yeah, go to our Facebook pages, it's good news. This guy, He's a professor, a college professor somewhere, who has been harassing one of the parents.
Unreal,
a survivor
man.
Whose kid was killed. This asshole thinks it was fake. He sent registered letters to the parents demanding like copies of the kid's birth certificate. He proofed pictures of him with the kids to prove that the kid really lived and shit.
How stupid.
What a heinous,
is he saying,
disgusting human.
Just so I understand the Sandy Hook truther movement.
It's a false flag, Ryan.
Oh, they're saying it actually happened, but it was...
No,
it didn't happen.
It wasn't even a false flag. It was just a... It was fake. It was completely faked.
What about the people who were there?
They're paid off, or they're actors, or...
God.
It's beyond insane. I mean, just crazy shit going on.
I mean, there's a Sandy Hook truthers, which I guess Chipper Jones... Hall of Fame. He will be in the Hall of Fame.
Sandy Hook truther too?
Oh yeah, that idiot tweeted out something. But the guys at the Daily Upper Decker, they discussed that on a show, I believe, last year at some point. By the way, we have a brand new sparkling Daily Upper Decker.
We might.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen it in the...
It's in the drive.
Kind of not.
It's not in the
drive.
No,
we'll have a meeting after the show. No, it's not. We'll check after the show.
Post-show meeting, guys.
As of right now, it's not in the spot that it gets inserted. We'll figure that out. We'll find the episode and we'll get it up for you guys. 8 p.m. tonight on the Pacific Coast. 11 p.m. If you want to listen to the live stream, and don't forget all the previous episodes are also at iTunes, at Stitcher.
Everything's there, isn't it?
And at crabdiving.com.
Oh shit.
Leave good reviews if you go to iTunes or Stitcher.
Yeah, for the love of God.
Have some human kindness, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, right. God, didn't Christmas just happen? Weren't we just wishing everyone a happy new year and everyone was hugging and getting along?
No, that wasn't happening.
And then Sandy Hook Truther McGee pops up. What's his fucking problem?
Yeah, it's Florida Atlantic University. Which might be
Florida,
the 13th grade. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I went there.
And did you go to Florida Atlantic University?
No, I went to the 13th grade.
Oh, so did I. I kind of went, I went to real college and then I came back and went to the 13th grade.
And now it doesn't matter one bit. You remember how...
Fuck all. It matters 0.0.
How insanely involved you were with your choices back then. Like at the end of high school, like, what are you going to do with all that potential and shit? Where are you going to go? What college are you going to go to? All these decisions, they seem so monumentous. Monumentous?
Toll.
Monumental? Is not monumentous? Is that a word or not?
I don't think so. Monumental.
Momentous.
Anyway.
No, who gives a fuck?
Florida Atlantic but University. Education doesn't matter to
it doesn't
us.
Fucking
we can't figure
matter.
Out what the word is.
Who cares?
Florida Atlantic University dismissed that professor who is claiming that massacres... Oh, he also said that the terrorist attack here in San Bernardino was staged.
Oh, really?
Also,
staged?
Fake.
Who did it? Cameron McIntosh?
Media professor James Tracy.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Had his last day at the university. Will be this Friday. Boca Raton is where he's at.
Oh, really?
In Florida.
Media professor. What a bullshit fucking title. What does he do? Read the news and tell you about it like we do?
He gained notice in 2013 after he claimed that the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, where 26 people, out of which 20 were kids, were killed, said that it was staged by, quote, crisis actors that were hired by the Obama administration. I didn't see any breakdown for that, and
did you audition?
I was not auditioned. No, I'm upset with my manager.
Can we have you read these lines again? And just this time, I want you to think like terrifying, like, oh shit. Like, give me a little bit more, oh shit.
Yeah, I'm just not believing it.
Can you do something with your hands? Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Can you, maybe not as big?
That's the worst one when a director says, it's not so big. Oh, really? You don't, When someone tells you, don't make it so big, when a director says that, yeah, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They just don't. They don't know what they want. They want you to be smaller. How do you do that? What do you mean, lose weight?
Expensive.
Can you shrink?
They said that he would. They finally fired this guy after he sent a letter to the parents of a six-year-old that was killed, demanding proof that they were his parents and that their son actually existed.
Oh, okay.
He calls them alleged parents and is accusing...
They're not even his real parents.
Well, because the kid never existed.
Alleged.
He said they fabricated their son's death certificate to cash in on the tragedy.
Oh, jeez, that's offensive.
So now they're accusing him of harassment. And he sent like a registered letter to them. This guy's just a dumb fuck. Obviously, I think there's some pathology going on. I think he's got some psychological issues.
Oh, sure.
Going.
Guy needs. You think he needs medical marijuana?
Yeah, I don't.
Shock treatment.
I just can't imagine a person who doesn't have some kind of. Imbalance in the brain.
Oh, I know.
Buying the Sandy Hook truth. I mean that 20 dead kids. It was made up. It's just all bullshit,
right? You know these conspiracy theory people. I can sort of understand where the 9/11 truther thing comes in because it's like behind the scenes, the idea that there's some great puppet master.
Well, you this know, is pulling the same
strings,
thing.
But
he says it was Obama hired crisis actors.
But this is different. The 9/11 truthers, they acknowledge, right, that terrorists did.
Imagine all those death scenes the kids had to act.
Maybe it's all crazy. God, you guys that think conspiracies are real and shit.
Well, hopefully they're not listening to this show. I mean, we use occasional three-syllable words here that they'd have to.
Dude, are you kidding?
They can't handle that.
We're a fucking underground left-wing media podcast. I mean, if all the tinfoil hat people stop listening, we might not have an audience. I mean, we're straight up their fucking alley.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got that guy, that one horrible review we got on iTunes who said he hates us and we hate our listeners, but he listens a couple times a week.
Oh, that's the guy that has a problem with the profanity because what? You're a child?
No, who cares?
Grow up. Yeah. It's letters organized in a certain fashion that occasionally form a word that's pronounced fuck.
Right.
God. How fucking, how fucking sensitive.
Well, yeah, people
are
looking for a reason to be outraged and butthurt.
God, you know, you know the thing about the Sandy Hook truther thing. I mean, it's been my experience. There's not a lot of great child actors out there, you know?
Right.
There just aren't.
Right.
Because
not a lot of great actors out there.
No, but definitely the child.
Right.
Not very many good child actors.
Sure. That's why the occasional good one is refreshing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying, where do they find all those people to do the Sandy Hook thing? Those actors, those kid actors to do. I mean, shit.
It's hard to even joke about that shit.
It really,
you know,
it's not.
I mean,
yeah, it's not funny.
Because talking about the auditions and stuff, you know, I mean, we could make some jokes about it. But goddamn, we're not assholes. We're not.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Well, I just thought of one, but I'm not going to say it.
Write it on a piece of paper and slide it over the table.
Right. We'll say one of our right-wing nutjob commenters.
False flag.
False flag. Let's see what's going on in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, January the 6th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
Is your headline? I don't know. I just brain farted. I looked at the date on the computer
and you couldn't read it.
And I was like, I don't know what that is. Yeah, for a half a second.
Oh shit!
Not like, I mean, I was like, you know why? Because I was on a British site a little earlier where they reversed the numbers.
Oh god, you're an Anglophile,
and
so much so that your brain is British.
So there it's 6/1/2016.
You're even saying slash.
backslash.
I need to take a slash. Yeah, I've heard you right. say that too for going to the bathroom.
I have had said, slash. Said that one. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Do people say like golden slashers or golden showers?
I don't know what they say.
It's
I don't
a thing
know what
in Britain.
I don't know how they refer to being pissed on. God. Probably something German.
They probably actually roundly reject the whole, like, you know,
being urinated?
Urination fetish thing because it's inherently German. And I'm sure, don't the British, do they still hate the Germans
don't
for the
you
bombing?
Think they're repressed as fuck over there, though. And
right.
And maybe there's a, maybe it's kind of like the Japanese, how, you know, it's such a repressive and
oh, geez.
It's the culture, not as bad as it used to be, I guess, but, you know, very protocol based and, honor based and don't upset people. Don't upset the apple cart kind of shit.
A lot of gongs.
Right.
And little finger symbols.
And that might be one of the explanations for the undercurrent just bizarre fetishes and weird
in the Eastern,
porn that comes out of.
Yeah, since we're talking about culture, I have a question. The in the Eastern axis, cultures. Right? Yeah, it's crazy.
Right, did you notice that? It's what? Germany and Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Are the ones we joke about.
All the time.
Is this our cultural bias still carrying over from World War II?
Are we tremendous bigots?
No, I've got the headline.
Comparatively. Why do you think incense are used so much in Eastern cultures, but not much at all over here in the West? Why?
Right. I don't know why.
Maybe our nose, our sense of smell isn't as finely developed.
Although that was, Europe, they're still incense-y because I remember the one thing, the only real memories I have of my mom's church when I was growing up, which we would have to attend.
Oh, this was the nutty one.
On
right?
rare occasions, because she went to the Catholic church with where I was indoctrinated.
Do they handle snakes in there or no?
No. And, well, colloquially.
Trousers snakes.
Depending, yeah.
Don't get bit by my trouser trout.
But my mom was Eastern Orthodox. She was Serbian Orthodox. Yes. And damn, really, we usually only had to go basically when someone got married or someone dropped dead.
Oh, shit.
A rare occasion, I kind of remember going to one Christmas mass, which was just agonizing. No, it's they gas you with this hideous incense.
Nah,
it's really. I mean, your eyes water and
is it that big gold thing. They
that
sweep?
Big brazier.
Is that what it's called?
Brazier, B R A Z I E R. I think it's called
a brazier.
Yeah,
I thought those were larger. That was like called the word MIT. Those letters are in it. It's like a mit, something like that. Mit.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
The mitre is what he wears on his head. No, that's what the Pope wears on his head. Oh,
that's the hat.
Yeah.
No, I thought the mitre was the thing he swung around and the smoke came out of it. Get it straight.
The brazier is a portable heater consisting of a pan or stand for holding lighted coals. So I guess maybe it was close to what it was. But anyway, the incense fucking machine he would wave around was just agonizing and
horrible, right?
The worst part was I remember
patchouli?
At the funerals, he would show up at the funeral home and cast his magic spells and shit. But apparently he only knew one dosage to put in the brazier because and I know it's brazier, people would have to leave the room because he would just fill it with clouds of smoke and walk around and chanting in Serbian. And it's real.
God.
It's real.
And did anyone know? Serbian? Did you speak Serbian?
Did. Everybody did. No. I the swear words was about all I really remember. But
you know any right now?
My first apparently my first words were Serbian because my grandmother was living with us.
Oh, really?
It would chase people out with all the horrible smells.
God damn!
That was Father. Božidar Dragicevic was his name.
Jesus
great
Christ.
Great name, huh? Božidar Dragicevic.
Yeah. That's hard. I mean, if you played professional sports, that name would start on the armpit and
go all the way around
to the other armpit. I mean, it would be huge.
So there you go. A little travel down memory lane.
Wow.
And you wonder why I went atheist. But the speaking of atheists.
Oh, yes.
And
so much. I mean, atheism is so boring.
Speaking
though,
of bigotry and assholery. We tweeted out. We're actually getting a little action on the tweet.
Getting
some retweets and some favorites.
Okay.
In the state of where we were not that long ago, where you did some comedy type stuff at the Blind Mule.
Oh, Alabama.
Alabama Stan.
Oh, yeah.
The chief of the Supreme Court there.
Okay. Wait, they have a Supreme Court? They didn't just shut it down?
No,
they
should. Still there.
They don't need it.
And sitting there is still
that guy.
National embarrassment, Roy Moore.
That guy
is still there.
Dude, we've been doing stories about him for more than a year.
Right.
He's the guy that told all his people to ignore the law about gay marriage. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Today's headline at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. Alabama judge says marriage, same-sex marriage, is still illegal.
You fucking loser. My God.
The our twat that we put out on the Twitter says, pathetic justice Roy Moore must have been pissed that the Oregon militia clowns had the biggest asshole title for a couple of days.
Yeah.
He really is butthurt.
Well, I mean,
that he hasn't been in the news recently.
The militia dickheads. I mean, unless they accidentally shoot someone, which isn't out of the realm of possibilities.
Under their tarp.
Yeah. Under their tarp.
Did you see that picture?
No.
I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page.
Funny.
An MSNBC dude was apparently allowed onto the bird sanctuary. Maybe he disguised himself as a heron.
I am a cockatoo.
And snuck in there or something.
Right.
And, it starts off, it's nighttime, and he's outside, he's wearing his his jacket and everything, and he's like, you know, here at the sanctuary, blah, 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 these oath or whatever the fuck
are. Are they like, do they have a fucked up name?
The militia people are angry.
I'm an oath
about
keeper.
Them being called, no, the oath keepers have already said, they're not us.
Who are the
oath? In fact, the oath keepers are saying false flag.
This is a theater group.
Oh, this is another Obama installation.
You know, how brilliant would this be if this group was actually a bunch of actors under the direction of genius? God, I'm about to call somebody a genius and then I forget their name. Chris
Matthews?
No. The guy that
Cross?
One
of them's dead, I think.
Yeah.
Chris Cross.
No. They do all those funny movies, those mockumentaries.
Christopher Guest?
Yes! Are these people at the direction of Christopher Guest, and this is a fucking movie? They're making another hilarious movie, and we just don't get it.
The guy playing Ammon Bundy is brilliant. He plays a fucking moron.
Give him an Oscar.
Perfection.
All those people need Oscar statues. They're so good.
This asshole, this Christian mullah of a Alabama Supreme Court justice, which is an elected position, by the way. So every person in Alabama that voted for this jizz stain just needs to, have something itchy happen to them.
Wow. That would affect so many people. I'm sure so many people love this guy and voted for him.
They are, because I went over to AL.com, which is Alabama. They can't even spell out the whole thing.
AL.com.
Alabama.
Hey, fuck you, liberal hippie.
And the story, the most upvoted comments on the story are like, good for Justice Moore standing up to the liberals. The Supreme Court issued an unconstitutional.
Does no one in Alabama have any gay friends?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
What the fuck? And do you not care about them?
They're so stupid.
They're fucking rights,
dumb,
man.
Dumb.
If you got a gay friend and you're against gay marriage, then like,
why would you care about something that doesn't affect you and doesn't hurt anybody?
But you should actually want it. If you're a decent human being, this should be a good thing. You're like,
right.
Oh, look, we're extending rights. We're including another group of people. That's great.
Right. But then you get Ayatollahs like this fuckwad, Roy Moore, who decides that his Christian Book of Myths supersedes our laws here in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. Can't we? So all these people, to you guys out there that believe in God and all that shit.
I don't care. Believe in God.
Can you put that second to our laws? Well, yeah, is that exactly. A no-go?
And you swore an oath to the Constitution on the Bible. Isn't that the famous quote? Not the other way around.
Well, maybe they do it differently in Alabama.
So this asshole, Roy Moore, issued an... I tweeted a fatwa. I said he issued a fatwa. But he issued an administrative order on Wednesday that bars state judges from issuing same-sex marriage licenses.
Is that even legal?
Well, no. No.
So he can't even do it.
No. He's forbidding probate judges in the state from issuing marriage licenses that violate the state's laws prohibiting same-sex marriage until further decision by the Alabama Supreme Court.
Jesus! There's so many things they could be working on in Alabama. Number one, the fucking environment, dude.
You jobs? Know, how about getting some jobs for people?
The water is washing into your state. Louisiana's already fucking flooded. Your state's going to be underwater, but you're worried about, like, two dudes getting married.
Right.
Grow up.
His pathetic little argument is that the Supreme Court only explicitly struck down same-sex marriage bans for the four states.
Okay.
From that first, that case that went to them in the Obergefell versus Hodges. But based on precedent, there's no way. I mean, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? They can't supersede it. Yeah. He's saying, no.
Well, I mean, you think Obama's just going to have to roll in the National Guard and the tanks? I mean, it is Alabama. I mean, you know, do they understand anything else? I mean, you know, they can't deny people marriage licenses. I mean, what happens if they do that? I mean, do people just start suing? And what if you're gay and you want to get married? What do? If you live in Alabama,
he
airlift
said he's choosing to act now in part because the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit recently found that the Supreme Court's ruling did not directly invalidate same-sex marriage bans in that circuit, which it doesn't matter.
Good God.
They're throwing tantrums.
Yeah, yeah.
At the lower levels now. But the Supreme Court hath spoken.
Right, guys. Grow the fuck up.
Right.
How about that?
And whine all you want. You could still try to reverse the fucking Civil War is what you're trying to do, basically.
And it doesn't.
It ain't working.
Affect your marriage. Your shitty marriage is fine. Your wife that is disgusted by you, that no longer wants to have sex with you, that relationship is not affected.
Right.
You still get to have your shitty marriage.
He even in his administrative order cites Kim fucking Davis.
God, the biggest idiot. God, what an embarrassment. Kim Davis, the Kim Davis that had that moment with the Pope.
Sure.
Where she got a rosary bead.
That she lied about. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That she totally and
turned it into
about.
Like a whole weekend hanging out in the pool with the Pope sitting in the hot tub.
And did you hear the Pope
sipping
quoted?
Mojitos?
Somebody asked the Pope about Kim Davis. And you remember what he was quoted as saying? Who is this bitch?
Who the fuck was that?
You speak of.
Is he
German, the Pope?
He's South American.
Oh, okay.
It is ordered and directed that until further decision by the Alabama Supreme Court, the existing orders of the Alabama Supreme Court that Alabama probate judges have a ministerial duty not to issue any marriage license, contrary to the Alabama sanctity of marriage amendments.
Oh, Jesus. Is that one long fucking sentence?
Or the Alabama Marriage Protection Act remain in full force and effect. Done.
Is that what it says at the end?
Done. January 6, 2016. Roy S. Moore, Chief Justice.
Wow. Take a letter from a bigot. God. Is that how he ends all his letters?
Done.
I don't know if that's a legal thing or what.
I am done. Wow. Congratulations. What do you want? A fucking star on your face? A gold star?
So I don't exactly know what's going on then. Are any of these assholes going to listen to him?
No. I mean, yes.
Any of these probate judges, are they going to? I mean, I'm sure they all want to, a significant number of them.
Well, dude, on some level, I mean, appreciate it like this. This guy says, listen, you're not allowed to issue these same-sex marriage licenses. Well, essentially, that guy's saying you don't have to do as much work.
Right.
That might be how some of these people are looking at it. Like, it's like, oh, we get relief from the workload. We don't have to process these gay marriage licenses.
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how Alabama thinks, and I think that's kind of impossible.
I guess some of these assholes have stopped issuing marriage licenses altogether still.
No, what a bunch of little
Alabama
assholes. No more marriage licenses will be issued. How stupid. How fucking hateful.
Moore said, confusion and uncertainty exist among the probate judges of this state as to the effect of on existing orders in Alabama.
Wow. That's probably how he said it, too. And then, you know, at the end of the letter, he shoots his pistol in the air, waves around his sword.
Hey, woo.
Fucking asshole. Jeez, you know what would solve this gerrymandering, if that went away, right? If all the minorities and the poor people could vote in a block, right, and you elect some Democratic representatives that maybe want to raise minimum wage and do some good shit for your community, rather than just these fucking GOP assholes. What are they doing for the people of Alabama?
They're closing places where they can get voter registration.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
They're making sure they're doing important stuff, like keeping the black people from voting.
And there are a lot of people in Alabama. There's a shit ton of people and a shit ton of poor people.
Sure.
They need help. Instead, these dickheads are protecting the sanctity of marriage, which, have you ever watched an episode of Cops?
Yeah,
I mean, we got a domestic down here at the trailer park.
You suggesting it's not that sanctified
on the outskirts of Mobile, Alabama? No, it's not. It's not sanctified. It's
so a big giant fuck you to the whiny little crybaby, Chief quote justice unquote or injustice.
Roy Moore.
This is, let's not forget, this is the giant hemorrhoid on the asshole of Alabama.
Huge.
That
festering.
That was dragged from the bench. He was removed from the same fucking spot that the morons of Alabama put him back.
No.
He was dragged from the spot because he wouldn't remove that Ten Commandments thing, remember?
Oh, my
God. He's the guy,
fucking guy
that had to be dragged off of the bench because he refused to take down the Ten Commandments when ordered to,
right,
higher courts.
Did they have a big fancy Ten Commandments, too? Was it like a big slab?
Yeah, a giant slab. And then they fucking
Jesus.
Re-voted him in. This is how sad Alabama is.
I love that it's a big slab and they have to take it down and put it up and it's a whole fucking thing. I mean, you probably got to have a forklift to move the slab and a truck. Oh, but that, you know what? People in that part of the country, they love hauling shit and using their tools. Oh, so maybe they dig it. Give my big truck in my backhoe.
We got a follow up here.
Crab diving follow up.
We played clips last week of a guy named, whose name we later found out is named John Pisone from Mars, Pennsylvania. This is the guy came up upon the mostly retired people and other community activists who were protesting, just sitting there in lawn chairs protesting the fracking near schools, one of the signs said.
Is this monkey voice?
Yes, this
monkey
is the guy who then noticed he was talking to them. He's like, you're taking my money, my tax money. And he's like, have you ever held a job? And the one guy laughs at him. It turns out the guy has been a school teacher his whole life. Have you had a job?
God.
But this idiot, this product from the loins of Fox News.
Thank you, Koch brothers.
Is the first thing he goes for, because people are protesting, is obviously you're on welfare and taking my tax money.
They're worried about fracking. They're worried about the state you're standing in, stupid.
All the liberals, Ryan. All the liberals. None of us work. Nobody has jobs.
Oh, I know.
It's all sucking at the teat of the, you know, we have Obama phones and we.
There's so much sucking, you know. You just don't know what teat to latch onto first.
So then he noticed a photojournalist that was there taping the protest and him. And the man happened to be black.
No
and
shit.
This guy started, he called him the N-word. He went to the to the gentleman.
That's so fucked up.
And to his credit, the photographer just let it roll.
Right.
Didn't say a word to this asshole.
Imagine you're the photographer, man. You got into, you know, film school. You know how to, you're a camera operator guy. And you're in the middle of Pennsylvania. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm shooting this guy doing the monkey voice.
Right.
What fucking... What's the date? Is it the 60s?
He said, you're maybe the 10th one I've seen in my life, too. Y'all look the same to me.
Oh, my God. He's counting. I saw my 10th black guy today, and then I did my monkey voice.
Well.
Dear Diary.
They found out who he was pretty quickly.
Yes.
And he formerly worked for MMC Land Management. I guess he's a landscaper of some sort. Well, now he's an unemployed landscaper.
Oh, shit.
They fired his ass.
Right.
We reported on that. Go to crabdiving.com. But the latest is...
Is he doing a porn?
WPXI, out of Pittsburgh, got an interview...
Oh, shit.
...with Mr. Pizzoni.
Okay. does he what animal voices does he do? I mean, does he only do the monkey or does he do like water buffalo?
Well, yeah, he lapses into zebra for a moment.
You want to hear my cheetah?
And here is the news report with what's going on, what Mr. Pizzoni had to say.
I regret it as soon as I walked away.
Well, now John is offering that man an apology. 10 11's Joe Holden has it new at 11.
John Pizzoni says he's received death threats. He's had to shut down his social media accounts. Earlier, he told me he's sorry about what happened.
Damn, I had to shut down my Facebook and my Instagram.
Don't you think that's for the best anyway? Even if you didn't have this outburst, is that a guy that needs a voice?
No,
in public,
fucking moron.
He's a private
and,
voice.
I saw his Facebook page actually before he took it down, and it was all dead animals with gunshot wounds.
God,
because you know
how
that's
nice.
That's manly. That proves that he's
that
he's a good American. Goes out and kills animals with a gun.
Does that make me a giant lib hippie hypocrite? That like. I mean, it weirds me out when I see, like, dead animal heads hanging in a room, but yet I'll go buy a pack of chicken and cook it up in the oven and eat it, and I won't have a problem with
that. Well, but you don't hang the head on the kitchen wall.
I'm desensitized. But why don't I? Why don't I face up to the murder I'm ingesting?
That's true.
Meat is murder, baby.
That's true. There's a, you know, maybe a double standard. We've talked about that Facebook page for Esther the Wonder Pig.
Oh, God.
And it's so
I eat
hard.
Bacon?
Yeah. And it's difficult.
Yeah.
Bacon's awesome. Come up with something that tastes just like bacon.
Right. But I mean,
that should be a priority.
And that pig is cancer. Like, that pig is smart.
Right.
And it has
smarter
brains,
than a dog?
Awareness, feelings.
Sure.
Jeez.
Someone who doesn't, John Pizzoni.
Right.
Here he is claiming he's sorry.
Received death threats. He's had to shut down his social media accounts. Earlier, he told me he's sorry about what happened.
And that was foolish of me to just especially go racial over the whole thing.
He is the man who's
so dumb.
I went racial,
he's
man.
So dumb.
Well, wait, why would you have gone? See, like, this guy's missing the whole fucking point. He's sorry for, you know, doing the monkey voice. Is he also sorry? Does he even understand what the protest was for? Why he was yelling at
those
people?
Oh, no, he still
people?
Hates those libtards.
But why? Does that
well,
make any sense?
And he still doesn't like the black guy. Listen to how this proceeds.
Hateful words ignited a firestorm.
This was stupid of me. I was angry.
John Pizzoni targeted a peaceful protest in Mars on Sunday. He seized on an independent photographer, an African-American man named Tom Jefferson.
Y'all look the same to me.
John now says he's sorry. One day after the release of the blistering video cost him his job.
John, are you a racist?
I w- wouldn't say I'm completely racist.
Well, what is the answer to that?
Well,
the answer is no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a racist.
But
he ciphers. You can see him.
And you got to appreciate that, because that is this guy is trying to be honest with this reporter. Are you a racist? He's like, well, shit, man. Because if he says no, then the next question would be, then how do you account for those monkey voices?
Well, he won't be allowed to go home, probably.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You said you denied your racism, just like Peter denied the Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Was it Peter that denied
Doubting
Jesus?
Peter.
Or who denied Jesus three times?
Doubting Peter. No, Doubting Thomas.
Well, Doubting Thomas.
Who denied Jesus?
When...
Who gives a shit? Cock block Jesus.
Yeah, Roy Moore would be able to answer that.
Let us know.
Right off the top of his pointy head. This idiot is,
are you a racist?
Yeah. Are you a racist? You could see the poor brain cells just,
but at least he's
struggling
trying,
to work so hard and come up with an answer.
See, that makes me think there's some humanity in this guy, you know, 'cause at least he's trying to be honest. I mean, you know, that's something. You look at me like that. What else are you going to do? Let me set that part of the world on fire. I mean, there's got to be some hope in Pennsylvania.
I wouldn't say I'm completely racist. I do.
How can you say that after what we watched?
I exploded and I went to what I thought would cut the deepest, and I was very stupid of me.
The pointed confrontation lasted 3 minutes. John said he was angry at the anti-drilling protest because the industry, he says, is flushing money and jobs into the area.
We don't care about your kids and their poisoned water and the poisoned environment and everything, as long as I can have my cable in my trailer.
God, at what point are people going to start giving a shit about the earth?
So stupid.
Is that methane hole still shitting out gas?
Yeah, we're fucked here, yeah.
What do we do? Why don't they plug it?
It might take them a couple of months.
Just plug
it. It's like that bullshit with the deep hot water horizon.
You
just kept going and going because they didn't know how the fuck to close it. They didn't know what to do. They don't know what to do.
The pressure was too high, I think. That's why. I don't know, man. Why don't you just put put a giant piece of like stretchy fabric over that,
mm-hmm.
and they let that fill up, and then when it fills up, you just tie it off, and then you launch it into space or something. I don't know.
Went racial on it. It's just him being black. I thought this is going to cut deep. This is going to. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Since the video was uploaded to YouTube, it's John Pisone who's now been the target and lightning rod of anger.
Oh,
you know what?
Oh, poor Johnny. People don't like the fact that he used the N-word and went ooh, ooh, and accused everybody there of being on welfare and taking his hard-earned tax dollars.
It's an interesting answer he gave. He was like, I looked at him, and him being black, I thought that would cut the deepest.
Right, yeah.
So he's like the Terminator. He sits there and he assesses, okay, I'm mad at this person. Let me assess their race. I will do the monkey voice.
First of all, it's just a complete misrepresentation when he says he thought about anything.
He didn't think. What would he have done? Okay, God. Now I'm so interested.
Fuck Fox News, by the way, and right-wing media for creating this monster. I mean, like you said, he might be a nice guy. He might be an upstanding moron who's just trying to feed his... Oh, God, please don't have kids. But
you know this motherfucker has kids,
and
dude.
He's just trying to you know, live his life, and he's been stupidly brain cell washed by the right-wing media that tells him that everybody that disagrees with him politically is taking his tax money.
Tikers. What do you think this guy would have said if the cameraman was like Mexican or Japanese or something? I mean,
who
just
knows?
Wondering. I mean, it wouldn't have been a monkey. Would it have been another animal, or is it always animals with him and racism?
Right.
John Pisone, who's now been the target and lightning rod of anger.
Did you expect that there would be this blowback?
No, I did not.
Even with such hateful words, you thought that was still going to be okay?
I regretted it as soon as I walked away. I won't ever do this again.
I won't ever do this again.
That there's not a reporter on the planet that just isn't going to fuck with him. I mean, you can just hear the confusion in his voice. He's like, yeah. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Let me just apologize.
He
again.
Sounds like any of these assholes up at the Oregon Ranch or the Oregon Bird Sanctuary, right?
Right. No.
They're poobah there. Listen. Sounds like this guy. Ammon.
You're saying, no, that isn't about race. Taking over of the bird sanctuary.
Well, but I'm saying it's the same intellectual level.
Do you think, now, you're saying, you think some of those people might be racist?
Well, we know that Papa Bundy is. Remember when he talked about the Negroes that they would see when they went up to the city in Vegas, God. And they're all sitting on the porch doing nothing because none of them are working.
God, I remember that. I totally remember that. Okay. So there's a chance.
Tell me those road apples didn't fall far from that horse's asshole.
Horse pucky. Hey, yeah. Okay. So there's a chance these people occupying the bird sanctuary could be racist.
I'm just saying.
Noted.
Out of the 15 patriots that are camped out in the bird sanctuary, I'm willing to bet probably none of them are black. I'm just going out on a limb.
Well, you know, this question is inherently racist, I guess, but are there any militiamen in this country of color right now?
Yeah, there probably are. It's probably like with the whole Ben Carson thing. They can,
Do the Black Panthers still exist?
They can find an aberration. Yeah, oh, yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I've never seen any. I mean, I don't know of.
Just hanging on the wall behind us.
Oh yeah,
we've Crab Diving Studios.
By the way, we've got two glow in the dark pictures of a Black Panther and a Black Pantheress. If you would like to purchase these,
it's got to be a lot of money, right?
I'll say $2,000 a piece.
Oh, okay, there you go.
For $3,500, I'll sell you both of them.
It's looking to mark
studio
down.
Art. Yeah,
we'll send you some dry soup too. For the apocalypse.
Oh my God.
Don't forget to send snacks up to Oregon.
Right. I want a fruit roll up.
So that's what's going on in Alabama. That's actually the headline over at the HuffPo.
It's nothing's going on. This guy just said no more gay marriage again. God, what do they do? What do these people do in their office all fucking day?
And sure enough, over at the Drudge Report.
Bye.
Headline, they're what they got to be afraid, they got to be shitting their diapers about something. The headline is H-bomb of justice.
Oh shit, I saw this, man. They're developing the hydrogen bomb.
Well,
dude,
they're not sure. There was an earthquake detected.
They are fucked.
And North Korea is saying that it has tested a hydrogen bomb.
That's horrible, man.
Which is significantly larger than your just regular old atomic bomb.
Huge.
But a lot of people are saying they think it's some bullshit. That the seismic monitors that went off measured kind of exactly the same size of a fake earthquake
8 inches
as they did in previous regular atomic bomb blasts that these assholes have shot off underground.
So this has to be that.
Well, they're thinking that it might be just another one, and they're claiming it's an H-bomb. They're lying.
God!
But it says they'll be able to detect, they said they've probably deployed some way of testing the atmosphere. You know, we spy the fuck out of all these people.
Bullshit.
They're going to try to detect radiation levels, and they think they'll be able to find out within a few days. They can't. One of the guys on TV was like, well, I can't exactly say what means and methods we have, but he sounded pretty confident that this is a government official, was pretty confident that we have pretty decent information of what's going on in North Korea.
Do you think there's a spy?
Of course we do.
But God terrifying. Would you do that? If
no, that's a scary
if
place
Obama
to
came
for.
To you and said, at Vile Experience, we need your service.
I'll spy on the Dutch for you. I'll spy happily on the Bermudans.
Rotting to death in a Dutch prison podcaster.
The North Korea says it has the H-bomb of justice.
Who said that?
The North Korea.
Kim Jong-un? How terrifying.
Protection from, quote, the ever-growing nuclear threat and blackmail by the U.S.-led hostile forces.
Black.
The U.S. is a gang of cruel robbers, which has worked hard to bring even a nuclear disaster to
nuclear.
The DPRK.
Somebody's got to talk to this Kim Jong-un differently. However we're doing it, let's do it differently, because it ain't working, man.
And by the way, this is the perfect argument to use against the morons who try to claim that Hitler was a socialist. That, you know, you elect Bernie Sanders, it's going to be 1933 Germany all over again.
Are people comparing Bernie Sanders to motherfucking Hitler?
It was the National Socialist Party, wasn't it? Socialist run.
Now, he's a lot different than Hitler in many ways, right?
Well, they don't understand that you can self-identify as whatever the fuck you want. I'm going to self-identify as a GNU. Right now, I'm a GNU. Doesn't change the fact that I'm not. The fact that the Democratic or the National Socialist Party called themselves that didn't make the totalitarian dictatorship that it became into a socialist endeavor.
I mean, the idea that anybody could compare somebody like Bernie Sanders to Hitler.
Well, it shows how dumb they are.
In this election is nuts because we have like virtual Hitler running.
Right.
You know,
and this is a perfect example because Kim Jong-un and the boys over there call themselves the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Jesus Christ.
What's democratic or republic-y about it?
I don't know.
Oh, they have elections. Oh, right. And the supreme leader wins by 100% of the vote.
God, why does
nobody votes against him?
Yeah. Is it weird to you that like. Why doesn't Obama talk to him differently? This Kim Jong-un.
They won't talk.
They won't talk. We've got to appeal to these fuckers differently. Like,
well, and the Republicans don't want us to talk. That's what they do, right? They punish other people by not talking to them.
Right. I'm not talking to you.
Which is why Obama finally earned that stupid peace prize of his with this whole Iran deal, I think, because
he picked up a phone.
Right. And he said, he ran on the fact that, look, we're going to talk to people. And this policy of isolating them, putting them, locking them up in the cellar.
Punishment.
And not talking to them. Yeah.
I'm all punishy.
Is the way to diplomacy. It's stupid.
That's what you're going to do to a guy with a fucking army and nuclear weapons?
Right.
So did he deploy this H-bomb underground to test it? I know that's how they do that shit sometimes.
Yeah.
That's so weird. That seems bad. What if you're like a rabbit, you know, live in the ground, all of a sudden, boom, yeah, baby.
The bunnies might be fucked. The
North Korean bunnies are fucked.
The statement says, this doesn't make sense. The U.S. gang of crew robbers, not content with having imposed the thrice cursed and unheard of political isolation, economic blockade, and military pressure on it for the mere reason that it has differing ideology and social system.
I already tuned out. Jesus, Kim Jong-un, you're going to blow up a bomb. You're going to go to the trouble to develop this H-bomb. Get some writers. Thrice cursed!
But they've got a point. I mean, a little bit. If the world, well, and part of it is them, too. I mean, they've got self-imposed isolation. But I can only think more of the world being, you know, them being in touch with more of the world could help as opposed to not. That's
one of the things
they do is they isolate their people.
Do you think North Korea needs a friend or a buddy or something? You think it's lonely and this is what's happening?
It's kind of got China, but, even China's like, hey, I can't control these guys.
Yeah.
The present day grim reality clearly proves once again the immutable truth that one's destiny should be defended by one's own efforts.
Ooh.
Nothing is more foolish than dropping a hunting gun before herds of ferocious wolves.
Oh, my God. You're right. I mean, that's a good point. A herd. Isn't it a pack? Isn't it a pack?
Well, you know, maybe.
I don't know what's
going on. Lost a little bit in the translation.
I don't know what's going on over there. a herd of angry.
So, you know, there we go. We're going to have to determine whether or not it was an H-bomb. It might have been a little one. It might have been an atomic bomb.
Does that make a difference? I mean, you know, any of those fucks everything right now, up, right?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot, but...
Would a hydrogen bomb...
Right now, they're worried about, is it going to be small enough to deploy on a missile to get anywhere?
Okay.
And...
Oh, great.
But, we're a long way from that. But you wouldn't know it from the Republican Party running already.
Yes.
Because they couldn't... They broke their necks. Rubio... probably pulled a something.
He popped a dick bone.
And he had to say, oh, look what's happened on Obama's watch.
Oh, yes.
Jeez. Like Obama could do anything about North Korea testing.
There's nothing you can do. This guy's fucking bonkers.
I'm sure Rubio was just as outraged when Uncle Nipples took Georgia.
Oh, yes. No, not my home
not
state.
Not your Georgia. The Georgia over on the in Europe.
Fuck them.
You know, like he could have done anything much about that.
Just right.
Like what could Obama have done about Crimea? Starting World War fucking
III. That the narrative these Republicans will spin for the next election? That the Democrats, they're horrible on diplomacy? Is that what they're going to say?
Feckless, Ryan. Look at the failed. And they're tying Obama in with Hillary. Rubio said the failed Obama and Clinton foreign policy.
Jeez.
Got to make sure you do that.
I mean, I wouldn't, if I was a Republican, I would want to tie Obama to Hillary or tie him up. Ooh.
You know. But, you know, none of the Republican problems have anything to do with Bush.
Right, right.
Don't tie us in with Bush, but we get to tie everybody in together.
But look at what Obama's accomplished. Maybe they don't see it as tyranny. Accomplishments. Yeah, they see it as tyranny.
Pure tyranny.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I get it. I understand their strategy. they're appealing to that guy that does the monkey voices.
So Drudge picking up the let's all get scared banner.
Saying,
let's take 2 seconds to ignore or to forget about ISIS. And there's a new scary. There's something even scarier. ISIS doesn't have an H-bomb.
No.
So there you go. That's what's going on.
That's insane, man.
Over at the Drudge Report.
You know, I've always wondered how that underground nuclear testing happens. I mean,
nuclear?
Do you just dig a big, deep fucking hole and drop the bomb
down
there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit.
I think that's kind of what goes on. We got other stories going on here.
Yay.
In Murakay. Besides what had happened.
What happened was.
Alabama, etc. I've got a story here. We had actually yesterday.
Yes.
We talked a lot about guns.
Oh, my favorite.
And the evil schlong of tyranny.
God damn it.
That Obama whipped out to. Do 10 things that, really, if when you see a list of the 10 things,
it's not a big deal.
It ain't that big of a deal.
I gotta sign a piece of paper if I'm gonna buy a fucking AR-15.
It's really quite amazing how
what
they're getting so butthurt over really nothing. Enforcing the current laws is basically what's happened, and they're gonna toss some money into healthcare.
Yeah.
To study it. And I guess that's what got them pissed off. You know, they specifically passed a law that said you can't study it as a healthcare issue because, I don't know, it's hard to understand what they're saying through NRA cum.
But, you know, man, that's funny. It is an odd thing to even... I mean, okay, we're going to study it. What are they going to study, really? What is their thesis statement? That guns kill people?
Who are we talking about?
The Surgeon General.
Well, yeah, it's a healthcare issue because they're the places where people go when pieces of lead rip through their flesh.
Do you think maybe we could save them all some time and say, here's what you're going to find. Guns kill people.
Right. Lead
maybe
fired at an extreme velocity can do damage to human tissue.
If there are less guns lying around, there is less of a chance people will be shot.
Yes.
That's what they're going to find out, I think.
Yesterday on our Facebook,
God damn it,
we talked about the story and we played a little clip of Fox quote news unquote.
Oh, Jesus.
And the heinous hag harridan of horribleness.
Wow, I love that. You're a harridan,
Andrea Tantaros.
Oh, jeez. Oh, the one that said Obama was faking his tears.
Oh yeah,
how dare you?
She wants to check the podium for an onion. Obviously, he was sniffing an onion to pretend to cry.
So stupid.
When he was crying about a pile of dead kids.
Oh, God. Isn't there a way, though, that you can cut an onion so the fumes don't come out and make your eyes water? Like if you cut it at a certain...
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really? I always heard that if you cut the ends off, the very ends off, that you won't cry. But then I try that, and every time my eyes burn like a motherfucker.
So you fell maybe for
I'm, yeah. Maybe, yeah, or maybe I'm getting upset.
Lots of comments on our Facebook page. What kind of cold-hearted bitch only reacts to President Obama tearing up over the death of so many children with claiming he placed onions on the podium?
It's funny.
Fucking bitch, I'd like to shove an onion into her stupid lying mouth. Ooh, another person said, this person says bitch is far too kind of a word.
Jeez.
These are some of our angry liberals on our page here.
Liberals, sounds like, you know, maybe they've been drinking a little bit.
Keep on sucking Roger Ailes' dick, bitch. Jose, thumbs up to Jose on that one.
Funny. Oh, my God. Can't get enough of that Roger Ailes cock.
We do have someone else who has an opinion on the... President
getting
teared up.
Who is this?
And this is exciting. Jeez. Because we've really had we've been low.
Can we get a drum roll
on the clips from this guy? And yesterday we had one, and let's have
this
another one today.
The sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. You've just raped Bill Cosby.
Glenn Beck. Of the Blaze.
Oh, shit.
Was talking on his radio and television show this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
The Diana Ross of right-wing nut jobbery today.
What is he wearing, Pat?
Is wearing a purple button-down shirt, buttoned to the collar, of course, no tie. God.
It's a weird fucking look.
And
man.
A weird, looks like a cashmere sweater, maybe a gray sweater. No glasses, poofy coiffed hair today. Pretty simple, Glenn. It looks like he's attempting facial hair there, like goatee or something going on.
I wonder if someone lays out his outfits and, like, is what we're doing today.
You know, he's about that, Ryan. He's said that he chooses his own wardrobe, much to the chagrin of the costume department.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We figured that whoever does his wardrobe, they probably went to Yale.
Oh, sure.
Like in fucking costume design. Yeah. And they've scored the best paying gig they're going to get. And it's, God, it
and
sucks,
this asshole
man.
Is like, I want the purple sweater.
Can you imagine? I mean, is there any, like a costumer from some theater school? They're going to, where is the Blaze? What part of Texas?
Texas.
Oh, geez. Imagine it. They got to hate where they live, right? I mean, there's no way.
And not that long ago, right? There's reported trouble in paradise because there was a Blaze East. There was a studio in New York and they had to close it.
Oh, geez.
Now, Glenn gilded that turd as exciting new things happening. We're consolidating down here in Texas.
Oh, yes.
Consolidating.
What do you think the rent was on the studio space in New York compared to Texas?
Yeah, right.
There. Yeah. He's in a, his rent's probably $250 a month.
So here's Glenn Beck. Right. We'll be moving to the swamps of Louisiana soon.
Oh, shit. We found a place on Craigslist for $150 a month.
Here is, well, there was a, what was it? A two-bedroom apartment in Puerto Vallarta and in the middle of town. That's where the affluenza asshole is. Oh, God,
$100 a month?
Apparently you get a pretty cheap one there.
Fucking Domino's Pizza nearby?
Right.
Color me there, guys.
So Glenn Beck, talking about the president's speech yesterday where he teared up.
Fuck you.
When he was thinking about Sandy Hook kids.
I'm not saying that it's manufactured, but I'm not saying that either. No. Because... I've never seen him well up like this before.
Jeez. Well, I mean,
he has.
But we're dealing. Glenn Beck is a professional crier.
That's what the headline says, in fact.
Really?
Professional crier Glenn Beck is deeply suspicious of Obama's tears over at Right Wing Watch.
So he would know. He's not talking out of his ass. Oh, this is something.
An expert, yeah.
Is he impressed?
I well, let's find out.
Well up like this before, even when he was talking about somebody who could have been his own child.
Jeez.
He's never welled up before. But suddenly, at this crucial moment.
He has teared up about the Sandy Hook kids.
Dude.
When they were still freshly dead, he teared up that night. Remember when he gave that speech and that statement? And he was so angry about what was going on. And he teared up. You fucking asshole. He has teared up before. It's so bullshit. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Even listening to him right now, like, he is so good. He does not take one line off. He fucking nails every fucking line. He even in this fucking dumbass clip.
He's great at what he does.
Listen to his intonation and his voice.
That's why we play so many clips of him here.
Damn, amazing.
I mean, I have to respect his theatricality and his talent.
Absolutely.
Suddenly, at this crucial moment, where this moment can actually change the course, he cries. And he says that he's been thinking about it a lot. Now, I will tell you that there's a possibility... That he act.
Good God.
I mean,
it's like, I feel like I'm sitting at a restaurant booth with him and there's a votive. We just ordered a drink and he's like, listen, Ryan,
I will tell you.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
You want to lean in and listen,
God,
right?
I do. This lunatic is amazing.
Although a lot of people falling out of wheelchairs leaning in to listen. His regular listeners, I mean.
There's
a possibility that he actually does care.
Oh, that's wow. That's quite generous of him.
Oh, my God. There's a possibility he's not faking it. That's the most the rightest. That is the that's the most credit he's gotten from the right.
It's the nicest thing he's ever said about Barack Obama.
Tantaro said he was faking it.
Right.
That he actually does care. I hate to make him out to a complete monster. So he actually does care. But there is also a possibility that he does care, but also understands the power of a tear at this critical moment.
Oh,
good.
Look who's fucking talking.
Christ. I know.
I mean,
he recognizes the strength in crying.
Right. So now we're going to hear the Glenn Beck theory of now we're going to he's going to be talking about himself here. He's going to let his MO out.
You swear.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
He's about to say, here's the importance of crying at the right moment, like I do to you dummies,
God,
is what's happening.
I swear to God, when Glenn talks, I can hear every fucking letter of every word he's saying.
He articulates quite well.
Damn, it's amazing.
He hits every single consonant.
Moment.
And hangs.
Oh, yeah.
On every word.
And the power of a tear at this critical moment. See, when I was at Fox, I didn't want to cry.
Oh, Bullshit.
Well, he's right. You know, people talk about, like, in acting, you know, how to deal with a scene, a sad scene, you might say. And the point is, you try not to cry. You try. The trying, the battle against breaking down in that moment, that is where the drama is found. Is that what he's about to tell us? God damn!
Let's see. The the Kuntoslavsky method from Glenn Beck.
He's like that chick in Fame, the acting teacher.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
I didn't want to cry. I didn't want to. I kept saying, I would be like, oh, geez. In my head, I would feel it coming on, and I'd be like, oh, God, no.
There you go.
God damn.
That's exactly what you just said. Don't cry.
And that's where the magic is.
No. The exact opposite would be going off in his head. If I cry at this press conference, there's a chance I move the country to tears.
Oh my God.
You think that was the agenda? That was it. Hey, Barack, if you could whip up a couple of tears, that'd be tits, man.
Tits.
Awesome. Jeff,
we're going to get the whole country to cry with you. Right. What do you think about that?
We'll get the country to accept, without lube, your giant cock of tyranny.
Yeah, the tyranny. This horrible gun control.
You know that's where he's going, right? Oh, I'm sure. He's probably going to say, I'll get the entire nation to cry.
But,
and then I'll rip the Constitution in pieces in front of them and shove them into a Muslim.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what that means.
Anally.
See how deeply I mean it.
Deeply.
Oh, geez.
And I can tell a story like nobody's business. I was fascinated by the fact, and I don't know if anybody else saw this,
I think maybe he admires the president's the ability to tell a story a little bit.
I think he does, too. I
think he sees a fellow performer.
What part in the news broadcast does Glenn actually read the executive order? And they talk about what Barack...
he's going to do a cover?
Well, no, I mean, you know...
He's going to do a cover version of the speech?
You know, because it's
weird.
I'll show
you crying.
Because it's as if we're hearing the right caterwaul and bitch and moan about this executive action.
Right.
But I don't really hear them saying what it is specifically that they don't like about it. I mean, the executive action that Obama just took on gun control.
The next clip coming up will explain that.
Okay.
Not of Glenn Beck, but another brilliant mind here in the United States.
Story like nobody's business.
Oh, jeez.
I was fascinated by the fact, and I don't know if anybody else saw this, I was fascinated by the fact that he reached up to touch his eye before there was any tears.
No, he did not.
Oh, my God.
You could see.
Oh, my God.
You could see the tear on his one eye, you
asshole. Is this a smoking gun? God. Am I going to turn on Facebook?
Like a Zapruder film, it's going to be analyzed.
God damn it. I'm going to turn on Facebook. I'm going to see all my fucking idiot friends from Georgia. They're going to be like, he touched his eye before there's tear on it. Bullshit. Yeah.
That must have meant he had some menthol on the tip of his eye, on the tip of his finger to get those tears going.
Oh, that's a good idea. Menthol. That's better than...
Yeah, I knew somebody... I knew an actress that used...
Menthol?
She either used menthol or onion.
You're like, what are you going to use today? Oh, the memory of my dog dying.
She had had it as a backup. And said, you know, if something goes wrong on stage...
Yeah.
And it throws you out of the moment,
right.
She could cry. I mean, she can get into it and cry. But yeah. She was like,
fuck that.
I appreciated that because it was like, well, you got to fake that shit.
It's called acting, baby.
Right. And her backup was, if something goes wrong and I'm not in it, I'm sticking menthol in my eye make myself cry.
Right. There any young actors listening, relax with the OI. You know, it's got to be real and all that shit. Get some menthol.
The product is all that matters. I don't. The few times I directed, I was like, I don't give a shit what your method is.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care how you get there.
Yeah. Especially in LA, you don't want to ask people what they're thinking. Fucking sociopaths.
God, no.
Thinking about murdering you.
Can we do some animal imagery?
Oh yeah. No,
go ahead. Go over there and do your animal imagery.
Yeah. Fascinated by the fact that he reached up to touch his eye. Before there was any tears.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody notice that?
I noticed that.
He reached up to his.
Oh God!
What
you
a
hear,
bullshit!
You
artist.
Hear the toadies? Oh yes. Oh yeah. God, I was thinking it. The exact same thing. I was jerking off. To
How
that.
Much do they get paid? Do you think the toadies? What do they get?
Probably good money. I mean, Pat's like his producer, right?
Is it the kind of gig where Pat can go out and get stand-up gigs or like?
And I don't know
personal
what Stu
appearances.
Is. I'll bet Pat can do can speak.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'll bet he can book VFW halls and shit.
I would be like, can I do the weather? On the blaze? The blaze? I mean, shit, man. If we're going to do non-science-based weather, sign me up. I think I can handle it.
And he was like, and I'm really feeling horrible now. And I have to reach up to my eye. Oh, where
he's, now he's shitting on the president's is performance.
Is this what you were laughing at earlier?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, no.
Are you telling me there's a more insane clip?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
This is the craziest shit. He's walking us through the bullshit process the president went through, how he faked the crying.
He is.
God. Now, and I have to reach up to my eye where there is no tear. And then suddenly that eye would not stop tearing. It was fascinating. Hmm. And all you have to do is have just a little bit of Vicks or a little bit of onion or anything on your finger.
You know, that's how he, I forgot about that. That's how he got that famous picture for that magazine cover. You know, that real high contrast one of him crying, like I mean, just like red eyes and weeping down his face. I read that he did the Vicks thing. Like he admitted it because he's like, well, I don't know. I don't think I can work up a cry here. And I think he admits that he did that. Let's see if he admits it.
Oh, my God.
And then you reach up and you touch your eye. That then is underneath your eyelid, and the vapor goes up, and you can't stop crying. And I'm just saying that I've seen that done. I was taught by a liberal how to do that. I'm not.
You know, we all learned that.
Evil.
We picked that up in our indoctrination in college.
That's a evil baby eating atheist right. School. You learn that shit day one. How to make yourself cry.
How to pretend you're a bleeding heart.
It's a
and
science.
You have feelings.
Dude, he explains the science behind it. Why? Nobody ever told me this shit.
I was taught
when I was
that
in fucking school.
Taught that by a liberal.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
One of them fucking liberals.
It's an actor.
Bullshit.
I'm sure it's an actor. I was taught that by a homosexual.
I never learned that in
If you put the menthol on your asshole, it actually.
You can't stop crying. And I'm just saying that. I've seen that done. I was taught by a liberal how to do that. I'm not sure if that's what the president did. I would assume not.
Oh, of course.
Gosh.
But there's the famous
Captain Coy over
here.
Yeah,
the famous conservatard jujitsu.
Hey.
Well, I'm not saying that Obama is a gay Muslim.
But he's just sitting over here batting his eyelashes.
I would assume that he's genuine, but I also want to give him and the left all of the benefit of the doubt that they gave me.
Ah.
A little problem with what you just did is...
So wait, this is...
How dare you mincing pansy liberals accuse me of faking crying?
Yeah. God, imagine if... Right before Barack Obama made that speech, he's like, Michelle, you got that Vicks? She's like, oh, God, are you going to do that?
I've got to get back at Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
How can this narcissist make this all about him? I'm going to give them the same benefit of the doubt they
what is
gave
it like?
Me. And then he leans back as if, ha ha, I got you, you libtards.
God, I mean, he's got to fill all that time.
Oh, man. And now here's
it's just him.
Here's Stu lavishing his Mormon ball sack after he leans back.
Ooh.
The benefit of the doubt that they gave me.
A little problem with what you just did is they did not give you the benefit of the doubt of, I'm sure he didn't do this, but.
Oh, yeah.
You can't give
Then he's a lying sack of crap.
Oh, that's exactly what
they And he about. Has, then I give them exactly what they gave to me. He's a lying sack of crap. He.
You know, I kind of love this. I love it that Glenn Beck is God, Obama was talking about the dead kids at Sandy Hook. He's making it about people thought he was fake crying way back when at Fox News.
See, I can't sit through the Christian stuff. I can't sit through, I really can't listen at length to Pat Robertson or watch the 700 Club without my head exploding. I can't even listen to Rush Limbaugh and appreciate the entertainment value, but I really think I could sit and watch and listen to Glenn Beck all fucking day.
Oh, yeah,
I really do. He's amazing.
I mean, he just, God, if you're just stupid, I imagine you just believe whatever he says.
Yeah, and here's Stu missing the whole joke.
Oh, right.
I'm going to give them the same benefit of the doubt they gave me.
Well, actually, they didn't give you the benefit.
Well, no fucking shit.
I was being ironic, you dumbass!
But then again, look at the audience.
Yeah, conservatives don't get irony.
Oh, that's why. That's Stu's job.
Yeah.
Stu's the moron translator.
Oh, Stu helps all the idiots understand.
Glenn Beck puts out something that
great,
you know,
Beck.
Is ironic or you know, maybe sarcastic. And because idiots are literal, I understand nothing else or God. No subtlety. That must be Stu's job, is to translate it into knuckle dragger.
I would like to meet Stu and ask him, like, how do you pick your spots? Like, when you're dealing with Glenn Beck.
Well, Glenn obviously leaned back.
Oh, yeah, yes. Now you can talk, Stu.
Right. Now you can tell me I'm right.
I mean, you and I, we just talk. You know, we know each other. We just talk. We know. We just have a conversation.
Right.
But, God, imagine if you're like with
you
Glenn.
Think if he steps on one of his lines.
Oh, my God.
I think there's a caning involved afterwards.
I think he loses his shit. I mean.
Oh, you know, when the camera goes off. What the fuck is going on with it? You know this guy's a fucking tyrant,
if
I'm
Glenn
sure.
Glenn Beck in the morning in the green room when he's having oatmeal or whatever, doing his vocal exercises.
Yoga.
If he thinks of a zinger and some motherfucker steps on it,
he's
going to lose his fucking mind.
Yeah. Heads roll.
Not give you the benefit of the doubt of, I'm sure he didn't do this, but...
Oh, yeah.
You can't get
then he's a lying sack of crap.
That's exactly what they're
and he know. Has. Then I'm going to give them exactly what they gave to me. He's a lying sack of crap. He has no heart. He doesn't care. He is manufacturing this only to make money and to get his way.
There you go.
Now I'm confused.
That's what they said about him. So he's given that back to Barack Hussein.
So why is Barack Hussein Obama faking crying then? I mean, we understand why you might.
Well, yeah, to, I don't know, make money.
But like, well, we were talking about like, what the right is like, this is just part of Barack Obama's big evil agenda.
Right? Well, sure. Everything he does is part of his evil Muslim agenda.
But which is what? What is it? Because he's a lame duck. He's not coming back. He doesn't have to do this. So other than just, you know, trying to do something good, what's his motivation?
I,
what would it be?
Yeah, I don't know. He's trying to spread Sharia law.
Oh, right.
Here in the United States. Apparently.
Is he trying to make us Sharia law compliant?
Absolutely.
Oh, shit.
You asked a few moments ago about what the motivation might be for these gun control laws that Obama is tyrannically shoving into our rectums.
Ouch.
The ringing in with a theory.
Ring a ding.
Is
oh God.
I can give you 2 seconds of it.
Shit.
It's way
is
too
it rush?
Easy. It's way too easy.
The White House sent out a fact sheet on.
Oh my God.
Name that asshole. I can name that cunt in 3 syllables.
Homosexual marriage. Or wait, what does he call it? Sodomy. Sodomy based
marriage.
Hey, I'm just wondering if this country is.
What do you.
Falls under the rule of Sharia law.
Right. Where do you put the ring?
What do you mean?
On a sodomy based marriage.
Oh.
Where do you wear your ring?
In the asshole. I don't know. Do you think Kate will have to wear a burqa? Female dogs, will they have to cover up?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Those male dogs want to do nothing but humping them. So here is the American Family Association.
Oh, God.
None other than Brian Fisher. Brian Fisher.
This dude is the biggest load in right-wing Nutjobville, USA. He's Totally is.
Go to humorless. Crabdiving.com. My favorite recent Brian Fisher one.
He's humorless.
His brilliant scientific theory that because reptiles keep growing until they die, which not true, by the way, that will just keep increasing in size till they die.
No!
That and that before the flood, everything lived to be older. Because it's a fact that Methuselah was 943 years old. That's an accepted fact. Remember, he said that.
Oh, yeah,
that's an accepted fact.
Oh, sure. Everybody knows that. Wake up.
Therefore, pre-flood, everything lived longer. So, and then whoever the asshole was that was talking to Fisher was like, oh, you're saying dinosaurs might be just big old lizards.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Exactly what I'm saying.
What's a frog, though? Oh, I guess a frog's not a reptile.
That's
it's
an
amphibian. Oh, shit.
So here is the American family Twunzels.
Giant frogs.
Brian Fisher talking on his...
What'd you call him?
Twunzels.
Twunzels.
On his...
Twunzel and Gretel.
YouTube channel slash radio program.
Yeah. Fucking internet,
any
man.
Tap dancing asshole can have geez. A... radio program on the internet, crabdiving.com 24/7. Here's Brian Fisher with his theory of why Obama shitting upon the Second Amendment.
Ooh.
The only one that matters.
The White House sent out a fact sheet on this, these new gun control regulations, and the White House itself reminded us that current law, I'm reading now from the White House fact sheet, current law prohibits individuals from buying a gun if, because of a mental health issue, they are either a danger to themselves or others.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, now he's reading.
Well, he's got a theory. The train has left the...
Does he think Barack Obama faked his tears?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure of that, but I don't think he mentions that in this one. But this is where he's going.
Or unable to manage their own affairs. That's where they're getting the Social Security Administration involved. If the Social Security Administration thinks that somebody is unable to manage their own affairs, and who is going to decide that? Some bureaucrat in a cubicle.
This is nuts.
This is Alex Jones kind of shit.
Is he getting... Am I wrong to assume that he's getting to the point where it's like he's trying to say that they're trying to take guns away from your dear old granny or your grandpa.
From everyone, and all they have to do is have the evil government decide that you're unstable.
But if you are, maybe you shouldn't have a fucking gun! God damn it!
In a cubicle. He's going to decide whether you and I are able to manage our own affairs or going to come and take your guns.
There it is.
Away. But if you are a danger to yourselves or to others because of a mental health issue, then you can be denied the right to own a gun.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Is he suggesting that religious people are by definition a danger to themselves?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we should classify them all as nuts?
Yes!
And take all their guns away.
Wait, here's what I would do if I was president. I would go to the churches and get all the rolls of the membership or whatever, make up a big list. And those are the people who can't have guns. Sorry. It just makes me nervous that you believe in a big fucking sky god. Oh, look, and you also have a personal weapon of motherfucking mass destruction strapped to your hip. In my world, atheists have guns.
That clip will be playing. See?
Yeah. See what they're doing?
The liberals are coming for
us. But we just don't want people with mental problems to have fucking guns because, you know, God, they're going to kill themselves. They're going to shoot themselves.
Or
how do you think
others?
Suicides happen?
Be denied the right to own a gun. Now, remember that President Obama, what is he always out there saying? What is his...
This is an amazing leap, by the way. I'm really impressed with this.
God.
It's as if he lies in his feather-down bed. You know, his wife, I'm sure, sleeps in a separate room. And
they hate each
other. He lies there thinking, but he'll talk about his... Or 40-year marriage.
How many birds do you think it takes to make one of those giant feather mattresses?
Oh,
like a shit ton. Yeah. So it's...
But I think he lays there thinking, how can I tie unrelated shit together?
Oh, yeah.
And how can I put these agendas together that don't fit? Like the whole dinosaurs or old lizards thing, you know?
Do you think when he's talking to himself, laying there in bed on his feather mattress, do you think he's saying things like, but if, however...
He's probably... You know, got a the pool boy tied up, duct taped in the.
Oh, do you think so?
He's probably one of these, right? The harder core,
right?
Scarier fuckwads are usually the ones that have the deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh yeah, hardcore scary fuckwads have the most ball gags per capita.
See, always out there saying, "What is his mantra? What is a greater threat to the United States than Islam?" It is global warming.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
It is climate change. Climate change, he keeps saying, is a greater threat to America's national security than terrorism. Now.
Okay. Get to the point.
A terrorist.
Do you know where he's going with this?
No.
Terrorism represents a clear and present danger to the health and safety of others. And he's saying that climate change is a bigger danger, it's a bigger threat than that. So what that means, if you and I deny that man-caused global warming is anything to worry about, then that's going to make us a danger to others.
There you go. And therefore, take our guns because we deny climate change.
That's amazing.
Brilliant.
Jeez. He must sit there... You think, you know, he must lay there on his bed at night with the lights off. Maybe he has, you think he has like one of those glow-in-the-dark star maps on the ceiling?
No.
Stares at the heavens.
No.
Looks at all the constellations and ponders shit. Or do you think, how did he come up with this?
It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
I feel like he hurt his cranium.
He's going to accuse us of being crazy because we deny climate change. And then he's going to take away our guns.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Global warming is anything to worry about, then that's going to make us a danger to others and unfit to own a gun.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Watch out. Obama's coming for your
guns. I didn't know he was going there. I thought he was going to go to the things like they're trying to take, you know, people that aren't able to take care of themselves, the infirm. We're not going to allow them to be armed. When in fact they're the most vulnerable and they need protection. I thought that's where he was going.
Oh no, that shows a little bit of compassion too.
But I don't.
That's way off the mark.
Yeah, this is, jeez, man.
That's not possible.
Congratulations, Brian.
Yeah, that was a spectacular leap of illogic.
God, only if Brian Fisher had the voice of Glenn Beck, get the fuck out of Dodge.
He's got a pretty good voice though.
Oh,
Brian, he's not as entertaining.
No.
But Brian Fisher's voice is.
He just sounds dumb.
Right.
Glenn doesn't sound dumb. I mean, well, he does, but...
Also ringing in...
Ding-a-ling.
Quite excited about this, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ringing in on Obama shedding a tear...
Wee-wee.
...at the press conference. Another theory...
Okay.
...from frequent contributor to the crab diving show...
Oh, shit.
America's new transvestite army. The United Gay States of America. Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Rick Wiles, End Times radio personality.
Oh, shit.
Rick Wiles. On his radio program, had on one of the more heinous creatures striding the earth right now.
Perfect.
Larry Pratt, who is executive director of Gun Owners of America. If you think Wayne LaPierre is batshit.
Is this guy crazier?
Larry Pratt is batshittier.
Oh my
by
God.
Far.
Can you imagine?
He had him on the show. So Rick Wiles invited Larry Pratt onto the show.
Okay.
And here they are talking about the president and his new executive orders.
Oh, God. The tyranny.
And the fact that he shed a tear, allegedly, about this.
The big story in America, however, is that the Führer, His Royal Majesty King...
Are you kidding me? Dude, they're not even holding back.
Yeah, 4 seconds in, and he calls him
Hitler.
The Führer, right.
Barry Obama the First signed executive orders today expanding federal gun control laws without the approval by the elected U.S. Congress.
It's an executive order.
Right.
I mean, so, yeah, he did that.
Right.
Barry was so overjoyed that he broke down and cried today at his press conference. Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt is on the telephone to tell us what our dictator did today in Washington. Larry?
What our dictator did?
Do you think Obama hears this every once in a while? He's like, you know what? Fuck that guy.
Oh,
fuck
him. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I hope so.
Fuck that motherfucker. He's saying, what? It's an executive order, you fucking dickhead. Get Rick Wiles on the phone. Send some vans over.
Why do you think Barry cried?
To tell you the truth, Rick, I am surprised to learn that tears were spotted coming from his eyes, because if there ever were a cold fish on 2 feet, he is the one.
Cold fish, 2 feet.
Wow. He's a cold fish.
Is that an expression? You're a cold fish on 2 feet.
Oh, I don't know about that. I know it's cold fish I've heard, but I've never heard on 2 feet.
I've heard that too. On cold feet. That's weird.
I am just amazed. But then maybe he found a way to make it happen.
I think he cried because he's so happy that the Civil War he's wanted to start for 7 years is ready to happen.
God, it's not.
These people are crazy.
They think a civil war is about to happen.
Oh, he's been orchestrating it, Ryan, for the last 7 years. Obama.
Oh yeah,
has been, or Barry.
Do they think the big fat white South is about to rise up out of their bark loungers and turn off Netflix take the country back?
Yeah, they're busy worrying about gay people getting married right now.
Geez, they don't have time for this shit.
I think that's why he's crying.
Well, if he were to push some of the things that he's done, that indeed could happen.
Ooh, isn't that interesting?
What did he say?
Larry Pratt is, Wiles said, I think he cried because he's so happy that the Civil War he's wanted to start for 7 years is ready to happen. Ugh. I think that's why he's crying. Pratt said, well, if he were to push some of the things that he's done, that indeed could happen.
Oh, okay.
Civil War.
Oh, sure. Any second now, right? Are we on the brink of?
And we see what you guys got. Some of your crack team took over a bird sanctuary in Oregon. We see what we're up against.
Who are you
going to
side with? Who's California going to side with in the Civil War? I mean,
I think the right side.
Right.
We're a bunch of tap dancing liberals here, right?
Sure.
We'd have to purge Orange County.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Orange County.
Right.
Oh, God. I did a show last night, and there were some people there from Orange County, and I don't know. I forgot. Somebody was talking about Obama and the whole fucking executive action thing, and I said, I said something about guns.
Were they against it?
No. And they're like, people kill people. That's what somebody said to me in the audience. Oh, I was like, yes. People kill people with guns.
Right.
Right. They shoot them. Yeah, purge Orange County, I agree. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Now, so that was Rick Wiles.
Amazing.
Radio personality and Uber twat. He doesn't drive for Uber. He's an Uber twat. He's a big twat.
Right.
Fuck you, Uber, for ruining a fun German word.
Right.
So also ringing in.
Yes.
About yesterday's tyrannical cockswingage of president, the schlonging. This one hurt.
No. Oh, okay.
This one hurt a lot.
Right.
Because I agree with Bill O'Reilly.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook, is this Bill O'Reilly making sense, or do I have to kill myself now?
Right.
Because he's making sense to me.
Are you on
then I need to sacrifice myself.
Oh yeah. Are you on something other than Advil?
No, I wish. Well, yeah. But nothing out of the ordinary in addition to Advil.
Nothing strange.
Here's Bill O'Reilly talking about
the
executive action.
On the other side, the NRA and the gun owners should be reasonable. The FBI should background check anyone buying a firearm in America.
What?
What? Oh, shit.
The NRA should be reasonable.
The FBI should background check anyone buying a firearm in America. That just makes sense. If you are paranoid and believe the government is stockpiling information so they can come to your house and take your guns, that's your problem. Your problem. But the government has an obligation to enhance public safety.
Listen to...
Wow.
But he's still... Listen to the children he's speaking to.
They're
listen
dumb.
To the tone that he has to use. Listen to... He's got to put it up there on the side. He's just reading his fucking script that he wrote earlier.
Yeah.
Or some poor beleaguered... No, he probably
you
writes
know,
a lot of it.
But I get it. I get why Bill O'Reilly's coming out on the correct side of this. I mean, he... gun violence... I mean, affected him. He was on, he went to that guy's house. He knocked on the door. Then the dude came out. And as soon as he saw, he shot himself in the head, right?
Except,
whoever this is.
Right. Except he was hundreds of miles away at the time, actually.
Yeah. Am I thinking of the right story?
Yeah, that's the story. He claimed that he was on the porch as some witness to something.
Yeah.
Killed himself. I heard the gunshot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And but then
they found out that when the guy killed himself, O'Reilly was like in Houston and this guy was in New Orleans or something. He was nowhere near. He lied.
And that brings us back to harshly punishing people who violate the law with guns. Registration is not going to solve the gun murder problem. Zero tolerance toward gun crime might.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
When has zero tolerance toward anything worked?
Oh, come on. The death penalty, right? Right?
There's the moronic punishment culture of the conservatives right there.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah. Let's not get to the underlying social problems that are causing all the crime.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. How about some income inequality issues that are going on? How about getting everybody jobs, getting everybody money that if you are working at McDonald's, you can maybe support a family.
How about you suck my dick
yourself without being on the government titty?
Burn in hell. Leave my titties alone, boy.
Think about it, Mr. President.
I don't know what that
Jeez,
means.
Think about it. Think about it, big boy.
So there you go. Bill O'Reilly occasionally,
well,
rarely stumbling into the right.
That one thing he lied about, right? The porch, the guy. He wasn't there.
He also said he was in a war zone.
Right. And that.
And witnessed some nuns getting raped or some shit like that or something
sure
to that effect. And he was on. It was happening on an island. He was on the mainland.
Okay. I was going to say, because that might be a reason he comes out on the right side of this gun control issue, because maybe, you know, guns were involved in that incident and he saw how dangerous they could be.
Mm hmm. Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out why he's right on this. It's weird. I mean, because if that's your audience, I mean, don't you say, oh, this is horrible. This is oppressive. He's coming for your guns. Isn't that what you're supposed to do if you're right wing nut job asshole?
I guess. I don't know how
weird
he's getting away with it.
What are we going to do if these assholes start behaving, you know, reasonably? What's going to happen to our fucking show,
it's
man?
It's not going to happen. We'll be fine. One of our listeners, I think, posted something to that effect on our Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
Michael said, in 2016, it would be encouraging if crab diving had to work harder to come up with material. I don't have much faith, though.
Jeez, thanks. Why, you want us to work harder? Come on.
It would be better for the country for society.
But fuck that, man.
If we did.
Yeah.
Thanks for
listening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I could save the clip that made me laugh aloud earlier.
Oh, a tease?
For Faithless Friday, but I don't think I'm going to. I think this is too good.
Oh, awesome.
To not play today. We've played clips of this person before. This is Theodore Batshit.
Shubat.
Theodore Shubat is talking, you know, I don't know what he does. He's got, he's a writer. He's got a YouTube.
Oh, okay.
He's got
does he have a Vine?
I don't know if he has a radio show fancy people.
Oh, yeah.
But, he's the son of a really terrifying, Christian, mullah who runs around, and says this guy also agrees with his dad. He says gays should be killed, and you know, this Jeez. Guy's women should be barefoot
what an
and
asshole,
pregnant.
Man.
He said they shouldn't. Remember, he said women shouldn't be allowed to be in politics.
Oh yeah. Well, what should they do then?
Stay home and accept our penises.
Oh yeah. Lucky you guys.
So here's Theodore Batshit.
Oh, this guy's such a dick.
Was who knows what he's talking about here? He's blathering on about the evils of Hinduism and
okay.
about committing blasphemy. He's pissed off about the fact that there are people out there saying bad stuff about Christianity.
What?
And apparently he thinks this should be criminal.
Oh, come on, Theodore.
Yeah, nice and American, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way, it's big government, right?
Here is Theodore Batshit, but he says something here that just made me laugh.
I don't believe that attacks against Christianity should be tolerated. Vehement attacks. I understand people are raised...
Vehement attacks.
Vehement.
Yeah.
Vehement.
Vehement attacks.
I love it.
Good
Vehement
God.
Attacks.
Moron. God.
Raised in a false religion or they're in a false way of worldview, and I can tolerate that. But
yeah. Big deal. Oh, wow.
He doesn't like the vehement attacks. If you have been raised as an evil, destined for hell heathen that doesn't believe in the whatever Christian God he believes in.
I get where you're coming from, but still, fuck off.
Then he'll tolerate that, Ryan.
Oh, jeez. Look how big a person this Theodore is.
In his Adidas tracksuit, looking like...
Is that what he's wearing?
Yeah, a green Adidas tracksuit with a picture of Jesus hanging in the background on the cross.
Worldview, and I can tolerate that. But they are people out there who are just absolutely vindictive against Christians.
Vindictive.
He's not using any of his words.
Vindictive.
You got to use your words correctly, right?
Is this a satire?
No.
If it is, he's brilliant.
He's
been doing it for a long time.
He's wearing that tracksuit, too.
Vehement. Vindictive.
Vindictive. Are you being vindictive?
Just absolutely vindictive against Christianity, and they make all sorts of blasphemous declarations and blasphemous acts. For example, they'll get crucifixes. Like, there's these feminists and
Jesus,
this is where it gets good.
They'll get crucifixes. Like, there's these feminists in France. They'll get crucifixes, and they'll put the crucifix up their anuses. Those people should not.
We're going to need a visual aid with that one. I'm sorry.
It's feminists, Ryan. You know, I mean, that's, we should talk to Maggie, the pretty misandrist, the host of Pretty Misandry here on Crab Diving, and find out if, in order to get your feminist card, if you got to shove a cross in your hole.
Do you shove it in your hole or do you just sort of sit on it?
I don't know. I don't know the insertion procedure.
How horrible. No one's
doing it. We need to look into this.
Yeah. It's expression.
And I assume they take the long side first, right? I mean, you got to be pretty hardcore pro to take the top part of the T.
I wouldn't assume anything, right? Dude.
I think Jesus goes feet first into the butthole, don't you?
Well, I think presentation's everything.
Unless you get a folding arms cross.
Oh, yeah.
On spring loaded.
That's the trick. That's the trick, man. It's balls.
You pull it out of the asshole and it goes, dang.
Yeah, yeah.
Flops back. It's memory.
Their anuses. Those people should not be tolerated. That happened in Italy. And if I was ruling Italy, if the Italian government called me up and said, Theodore, what do you think we should do?
You would be the first call to make. Theodore, we got some feminists. Hey. They're shoving the Jesus up in their hoo-ha.
Hey, Theodore, it's the king of fucking Italy.
I'm the king of fucking Italy.
The first day I was king, you're never gonna believe this. These fucking feminist chicks, they came in.
These broads.
Hey, these broads, they took a cross and they stuck it in sideways.
Fucking dropped their drawers and they shoved it up their asses.
Yeah. What do I do about this shit?
If the Italian government called me up and said, Theodore, what do you think we should do? I would say you need to arrest those women and burn them at the stake.
Whoa! Oh,
my God!
There we go.
Well, there you go.
Oh, shit. Wow, this guy, you know what's funny? Nothing. It's horrible what he's saying.
It's not a ticketable offense, Ryan, shoving the Redeemer into your rectum.
Let me ask you something.
It's not. Right. It's a major offense.
Say you're a feminist lady, and you went to Italy, and you're shoving this cross in your ass, and then somebody's like, hey, we're going to arrest you, then we're going to burn you at the stake. Would you resent the fact that he's sentencing you to death while wearing a green nylon jumpsuit?
Well, he might put on a different outfit.
I mean,
at that crazy point.
He's sitting there in a jogging suit saying, well, you know, if I were the king of Italy, I'd burn all these bitches at the fucking stake.
So you need to arrest those women and burn them at the stake. Because that stuff cannot be tolerated. Because as soon as you allow attacks on Christianity to be enabled and to thrive, then the Christian spirit begins to decay, it begins to decline, and all sorts of moral evils take place.
Oh, Christian decay.
I think some butt fucking happens.
That's the worst kind of decay.
And all sorts of moral evils take place. Like public acts of sodomy, public acts.
Public acts of sodomy. What public act of sodomy have we seen?
Every Sunday at noon in town square, there will be one public act of sodomy.
Okay, the Netherlands, Tijuana.
Sure.
There's some shows, but it's not public. It's in a club.
Right. It's on C-SPAN.
Of desecration and degenerate behavior and murder. And it's a spiral. It goes on, and pretty soon you have...
So...
And murder.
Somehow, the insertion of a cross into a bunghole...
Right.
...leads to murder and all kinds of horrible, horrible things, and public acts of sodomy are the next thing.
Oh, yes.
On, and pretty soon you have cannibalism, pretty soon you have bestiality, pedophilia.
Cannibalism! Bestiality and pedophilia.
Is that the order of seriousness? Is that how he ranks it? Is he going from worst to least?
I don't know.
In your opinion, what's the worst out of all those? We have cannibalism, right? That's horrible. That's eating people. That's fucking horrible. Bestiality or is it bestiality?
Yeah, both. Okay. Both bestiality. Animal fucking.
I guess, okay, that's horrible, but it's...
Well, pedophilia, I would think.
We're talking about eating.
Well, they're both heinous. Bestiality and pedophilia are both horrible, horrible things.
I guess pedophilia is the worst.
Well, right.
But then cannibalism...
Close second.
...is cannibalism.
Well, but they're dead already, so who cares?
But you killed them to eat them.
No. That's murder, and then cannibalism.
No! You can't just say... You're not... Wait! I thought cannibalism...
No, cannibalism is just eating. You could find a corpse on the side of the road and start munching on that, and that makes you a cannibal. Not the killing of someone for the intent of eating them. That's a separate... That's just hunting. That's a Second Amendment right. Well, that's it. That's all I got.
I just wanted to look and see. Yeah, that's crazy. I thought cannibalism included the...
No, it's just the eating.
Preparation, jeez.
You could be a cannibal and just go to a restaurant where they serve human.
How scary is Shoebat's world?
Oh, right. And he's recording this shit on like a fucking webcam from his creepy apartment with Jesus pictures all over it.
And his whole spiel is based on the premise that he is called upon, I don't know, to fucking fix Italy or to handle shit in Italy. If there's
an
invasion of feminists
about
that like to insert crosses,
right?
We better call Shoebat.
Let's call Shoebat because everybody wants to know what his fucking opinion is. Theodore Shoebat.
Absolutely Shoebat, nuts.
That's over at rightwingwatch.org.
Jeez. It's just the consumption. I looked. I thought it would be the killing and the consumption.
The last, I didn't play this one. I had this one in the magic spreadsheet. So let's have a double Shoebat feature.
Yeah, tag team it.
Like a Chinese finger torture thing.
I am lucky, Pierre.
Theodore, you just got to listen to this.
Right,
this is just a complete bat shittery.
Yeah.
And these Hindu bastards who are killing Christians. And what angers me even more about it is the fact that most people believe that Hinduism is a peaceful religion when it's not. If I had complete control, like
this guy, you notice a theme running, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
In every episode, it's, well, if I was running things. God,
do you think he's the kind of guy that watches Star Trek and is like, if I would have been in the con, that those fucking Klingons never would have boarded the fucking Enterprise.
Right. Religion, when it's not. If I had complete control, like if I was a dictator of an empire, I would invade India. I would destroy all the Hindu temples, destroy all of their idols.
How is he not ISIS? How is he not ISIS?
I know.
That's what ISIS does. They go in and they destroy all the antiquities because it disagrees with their religion. How is this flaming testicle wart any different from ISIS?
This guy is just a fucking dick. That's all he is. He's a fucking dick.
And I would do what the Portuguese did. I would force people to convert to Christianity. I would say, listen, convert to Christianity. You need to convert.
He's out of his fucking mind. How different is he than ISIS?
Hey, listen, I'm going to do what the Portuguese did. The Portuguese, not the Portuguese, the Portuguese.
I would destroy all of their temples. And I would have people preach to them, of course. And that would be it. That would be it. I mean, you need to Christianize the land.
Good plan.
And of course, I think God will intervene, just as God intervened in Mexico with the vision of the Our Lady of Guadalupe. And
brother, my God, you some fucking hallucination. Dick. Somebody got some bad mushrooms and saw some shit, and then all of a sudden they thought they were talking to Mary.
Do you think Theodore's got some relative that every year for his birthday, for Christmas, they get him like a new jogging suit or something?
He's just got a sweatshirt on this time.
Oh, really?
Not wearing his fetching.
Jeez.
With the vision of the Our Lady of Guadalupe, and that ended up leading to the conversion of millions of Indians, and so I'm sure that God would intervene in that situation,
Mexicans,
and many
Mexicans,
whatever,
many Hindus would convert.
Oh, I maybe meant Inca.
Oh, yeah,
the Inca Indians
through God's intercession, and I would make it very clear: we need to destroy these false religions. End of story. Hinduism is an evil, demonic, antichrist religion. It needs to be uprooted from the earth, and it has no place in the world. It really does. It does nothing good for anyone. It's useful to no one. Yoga, outlawed.
Yoga, outlawed. That's it. No more yoga.
Hey, with this benevolent...
Don't you touch your toes.
Oh, yeah.
You fat fuck.
Are you doing a downward facing dog?
How dare you?
Stay there and I'm going to cut your head off.
Useful to no one. Yoga, outlawed. And anyone who teaches yoga, punished by the state. Punished. You need to be punished. You need to be. I think we should treat yoga like a drug. It should be treated like the U.S. treated the Cuban mafia with cocaine. I mean, the Cubans came in here, tried to sell cocaine. The U.S. government eventually cracked down on it. And I think the U.S. government needs to crack down on this evil, demonic thing called yoga and treat it like it's a drug. Seriously, treat it like it's a drug. You're teaching yoga, have the SWAT team bust open the doors in that place and just arrest everybody.
This doesn't somebody need to go get him and put him somewhere where his delusions are...
I agree.
I mean, right?
I agree. I mean, God, you imagine the force you would need to amass in Southern California if you're going to shut down all the yoga classes? Oh, my God!
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Back 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Download us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher. Leave a good review.
You better not be too flexible.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it from Amazon. Go through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon, and you get a little tickle, a little nibble.
You'll buy cost to you.
Yeah. Brian's going to be doing some comedy somewhere. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, @ViLeExperience, also freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Get off those yoga mats!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/CrabDiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @CrabDiving.